Genesis chapter 26. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. Now, whenever there was a famine, they were tempted to go down to Egypt, or near the border with Egypt, like where the Philistines were with this Abimelech, and they always got into temptation. Now, of course, if there was a famine, they were going to lose some of their animals. But Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were really wealthy. They had huge numbers of animals. And it probably would have been better to lose some of their wealth rather than put themselves in a place of temptation. But they didn't do that. Yahweh appeared to him and said, "Don't go down into Egypt. Live in the land I will tell you about. Live in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you." But he'd have thought, "But if I live in this land, there's a famine, there's a drought, and I'm going to lose some of my animals, I'm going to lose some of my wealth." But God says, "No, you live here, and I will bless you. For to you and to your seed I will give all these lands, and I will establish the promise that I made to Abraham your father. I will multiply your seed as the stars of the sky, and will give to your seed all these lands. In your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my requirements, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So, the great blessing was going to be through having these wonderful descendants who were going to live forever on the earth. And that was far more important than getting extra wealth in this life. So Isaac lived in Gerar. The men of the place asked him about his wife. He said, "She's my sister." For he was afraid to say, "My wife," lest he thought the men of the place might kill me for Rebekah, because she's beautiful to look at. Now that's exactly the problem that Abraham had. And he, many times it seems, had lied. He said that wherever he came, he always said, "Oh yes, Sarah's my sister, not my wife, just in case they kill me." And yeah, the New Testament says a man should be willing to give his life for his wife. And so, really, this was very weak. And again, what's Isaac doing living in Gerar? Well, if you look at a map, you'll see that, all right, God had said, "Don't go down to Egypt." Well, he didn't, but he had gone down just to the border with Egypt. And yes, he was on the right side of the border in Gerar, but really he would have done far better to not just try and go as close to the edge as possible. Like if you say, well, there's a line, don't cross that line. You think, okay, I'll just come right up to the line so that I won't have to go over it. I won't go over it, but I'll go as far to the line as I can, but then you might slip, and then you will go over it. So it's better to not go near the line at all. Well, it's unfortunately human nature, and you see even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob making this failing. It happened, when he'd been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out of a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was caressing Rebekah, his wife. Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, surely she's your wife. Why did you say she's my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die because of her." Abimelech said, "What is this you've done to us? One of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." Abimelech commanded all the people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife will surely be put to death." Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100 times what he planted. Yahweh blessed him. The man grew great and grew more and more and more until he became very great. He had possessions of flocks, herds, and a great family. Now, you see, if I were God, I'd have thought, yeah, Isaac, you didn't do very well there, so I won't bless you. But God, he works in the very opposite way. There's a man who didn't do very well, and he gets great big blessings from God. And likewise, people who sometimes sin, the wicked, appear to have a good life, and the righteous appear to suffer. Now, ultimately, the true blessing will be given in the kingdom when Jesus comes back, and in this life, as Job had to realize. So then, Isaac becomes very wealthy, and the Philistines envy him. Now all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had filled up with earth. They stopped them. Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than us." Isaac departed from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and lived there. Isaac dug again the wells of water which they dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. He called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found there a well of springing water. The herdsmen of Gerar argued with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The waters." He called the name of the well Esek, because they argued with him. So they dug another well, and they argued over that, and he called its name Sitnah. He left that place and dug another well. They didn't argue over that one. He called it Rehoboth. He said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we will be fruitful in the land." So when he got to Rehoboth, he thought, finally, this is where we're going to stay. But it's not like that, because the lives of God's people are a journey towards God's kingdom, and he keeps moving us on. And you do notice, though, that whenever there was an argument about the wells, he moved on. And that's a lesson for us, that when there's an argument about something, that's mine. No, it's not. It's mine. I dug that well. No, we want it. Just move on. Don't fight, but move on. And that's a good example here from Isaac. So he gets to Rehoboth, and there's no argument about the well, and he thinks, now I'm going to settle here. But what do we read in the next verse? He went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Don't be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake." So God says to him, "Don't be afraid." So there was surely some sort of problem at Rehoboth as well. So whenever you think you're settled in life, God moves you on. And this is how it is in our lives, because we are like Abraham, strangers and pilgrims, just travellers on the road. But the road is leading somewhere. It's leading to God's kingdom. So there at Beersheba, he built an altar and called on the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. So he has a tent that he lives in. He's always moving on. And he didn't stay at Rehoboth, as he thought. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzah his friend, and Phicol the captain of his army. Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We saw plainly that Yahweh was with you. We said, 'Let there now be an oath between us, even between us, let us make a covenant with you,'" that's promises to each other, "'that you will do us no harm, as we have not touched you, and as we have done to you nothing but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord.' He made them a feast, and they ate and drank. They rose up some time in the morning and swore one to another. Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. The same day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they dug, and said to him, 'We have found water.' He called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they grieved Isaac's and Rebekah's spirits." So Isaac and Rebekah were very disappointed and upset that Esau, their son, had married the local women who worshipped idols. And again you see this message, really, that a true believer should marry a believer, not an unbeliever. And it will not be blessed somehow unless we do that.